Welcome to That American Football Show, powered by EP Sports. If you're looking to support your NFL team off the field, be sure to check out their extensive NFL range at epsports.co.uk. Today, we have another guest from the European League of Football joining us from our Elf Baller series. We are delighted to welcome our two times TAFS Player of the Week, Madre London, running back for the Cologne Centurions. He started at both Michigan State and Tennessee, and he's coming off back-to-back monster performances in his first two games against the Panthers and the Dragons, where he's rushed for a total of 621 yards, seven touchdowns, and an average of 13.8 yards per carry, which is just ridiculous, Madre. I mean, it's a phenomenal. But welcome to the show. Really excited to have you on. Thanks for making the time for us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. It's my pleasure.
So how are you enjoying the experience in Germany so far?
I'm enjoying it well, man, taking it all in, considering that it's my first time ever being out the country. So everything else, like my first impression is going well, you know, taking this as like a blessing and the opportunity just to be around a different culture. You know, it's an eye-opener for sure, seeing how different things is compared to the United States and things like that. But I'm enjoying myself for sure, man, because there's not a lot of people from where I'm from get the opportunity to see outside within just the city I'm from. You know, a lot of people haven't never left the city or haven't never left the state. And if they have left the state, they just went to another state and they haven't never went out the country. So I'm doing it for those guys and those people, young people that can't do it. So I'm enjoying myself for sure. It's a blessing.
You learned any German?
My German, what was that?
Have you learned any German?
Oh, yeah, I'm learning day by day, man. It's kind of hard language to learn, but it's always, you always room for improvement to learn new things. So I'm definitely learning new things. I'm not comfortable with saying a lot of things because I'm right, but I'm definitely learning new words day by day.
And just a quick question. Tell us how you started playing American football, where it all began for you, and what your journey's been up until playing for Cologne.
I first started playing football like at the age of 5 or 6 years old for the West Side Steelers. My mom made sure that me and my older brother always played football or stayed into sports so we can just experience a lifetime being young, you know. Nowadays, the generation is different. You know, a lot of people, I mean, they still playing sports in the United States, but times change. No, it wasn't. It's not so much of people playing football as much or basketball, going to Boys and Girls Club. You know, they doing other things. But started playing football at the age of 5 or 6 years old. And then I played football all the way up, played at Dunbar Middle School. It's my middle school, 6th through 8th grade, for those ones that don't know what middle school football is. Did that. Then I went to Bryant High School, played football 9th grade. That was in Arkansas as well. And then my brother and my mom felt like it was a better opportunity for me to go showcase my talent and just to have a better exposure to move to Florida. So I moved to Florida out of 9th grade and went to one of the best schools in America, which is St. Thomas Aquinas. Played there 10th through 12th grade. And man, that right there was the center point of my life just changing, you know, as far as that's how football is, you know, coming from Arkansas compared to coming from Arkansas, playing in Florida is, you know, Florida, California, and Dallas, and Texas is the three big states that's well known for football. So, it was a good eye-opener playing against those type of players from Florida and things like that. So, I was able to do real good at St. Thomas and be around a lot of athletes. And I got the opportunity to get an offer from a lot of schools, but I ended up went to Michigan State. So out of St. Thomas, went to Michigan State, did all 4 years there. I had a great experience at Michigan State. Unfortunately, I had to transfer due to me and coaches really didn't see eye to eye. It was just basically playing times issues, nothing more, nothing less. So did my 4 years there, got my degree in sociology there, and I went to Tennessee do my grad trans, do my fifth year. Went to grad school there, majored in, did my grad master's in agriculture, family, and resource. You know, I always wanted to, always had a net of working with younger kids. That's why I took the route for sociology, to learn about poverty and society and things like that. So I always wanted to work with little kids, you know, because, like I said, being where I'm from, a lot of people don't have the opportunity to do certain things just because the area, they get affected by the area they're from. So I always wanted to show lead by example and show the kids and show older people also as well that it is a different route than just doing what we're doing on a regular daily basis and just being probably of your environment, you know. You can also, just because you come from those rough neighborhoods, you can think outside the box and overcome those type of things. And if you put your mind to it. So I always wanted to work with little kids, and that's what I'm still trying to do, still gonna do, you know. Show them there's a different route and you can do whatever you put your mind to it. And so yeah, I did Tennessee career, then felt like what stopped me from Tennessee was I didn't have too many years ahead of me. You know, I was a football player. Yeah, I was good, but it's just different. You know, coming in there, you got to be really ready to, once you transfer, you really got to be ready to be that dude or whatever the case might be if you want to go there for 1 year. So I just feel like I didn't have enough time to adapt from that big of a change. So I only had like season started that fall, only was there like a month before the season. That was camp time. So I feel like I just didn't have enough time to get used to things and stuff like that. And my mind was just everywhere. I really wasn't too focused on football itself then. So it didn't go as well there. But it was all a learning process. So did my pro day and things like that. So I had ended up getting the opportunity to play at the FC, no, not the FCF, the Spring League like 2 years ago when it first, like, it's been around, but it started just getting big right then and there. So I played in the Spring League in San Antonio, was able to have opportunity to do that. But it was, unfortunately, it got cut short because of the pandemic. So we only was able to play two games. And so, you know, the pandemic, we all know how the effect the pandemic was for us around the world and the country, things like that. So things kind of got like a hold of too. So the pandemic came around, we had to shut down the league. So the next year, I ended up joining the FCF, which was a great opportunity as well, you know, just to be around football and play football. But that came around, but it was more so a passing type league, you know, and I could catch and stuff like that, but I just wasn't getting used to just running routes all the time. You know, I wanted to run the ball and things like that. So I had fun there, but it just wasn't my type of gig. So I had the opportunity to do that. And then this year, so I did FCF like this last year. So then my man, my dog, my trainer, Steve Calhoun back in California, Ormond Danger, shout out to him. He's well known out here as well. He does a lot of camps and stuff out here. And he used to play out here back in the day. I think he was a quarterback or whatever the case might be, but he's a wide receiver and quarterback coach. So he trained with me after once I came out of Tennessee for my combine, my pro day type thing. So he real close with the GM and David Drain, the commissioner of the league. He's real close with him and David Drain, our GM for our team. So he put the word in, and Coach Heidelberg and Drain them, they considered look started looking at my film. Then we started communicating, and they liked me a lot. And ever since then, man, been committed to here. Got the opportunity to come out here. It's just been a blessing just to be around these guys, my teammates, and the culture itself in Germany. And ever since then, never looked back, man. Taking it day by day and taking advantage of the opportunity.
It sounds like they've definitely made the right choice by getting you on their team. you might have touched on it then, but then kind of what was your maybe your proudest moment so far in your football career?
I just say, man, proudest moment is that I'm still going. You know, a few years ago, I was in dark places in my life. You know, going to consider what I was going through at Michigan State, go from starting, you know, get hurt, come back, you know, and it was just a rough road from there. But I was in dark places in my life a lot of times throughout this football career, but I was getting down on myself and things like that. You know, not scared to say a lot of people lost faith into me as well. You know, like I said, coming where I'm coming from, a lot of people depend on me, my family and things like that. And it was just like at a point of time of my life, it was football or nothing. And my dreams and aspirations was just to go to the NFL, you know. So me not making it there, it kind of put a toll up to me during it when I was younger a few years ago, until I actually realized, like, I did a lot of things a lot of people couldn't do or didn't do, you know, so I got a lot to be proud of and things like that. And if I still don't make it to the lead or anything, I still should be proud of what I accomplished. And I was a role model to a lot of people, still is a role model to a lot of people, and did a lot of things that people didn't do from where I'm from. And that's go to college and still, you know, do the things right. But just keeping faith, man, I'm proud of myself and proud of my, just my family for backing me up as always and stuff like that. But just keeping faith in God, man, because like I said, even though when I was getting down on myself, God didn't ever get down on me. You know, he always kept the door open. It was just testing my faith. So every time I felt like it was like my football career was over, another opportunity to come. And then I was like, oh man, I gotta thank God and things like that. But now just thank him always, you know, because everybody different, everybody's journey is different. Stuff, the things that you do want might not come right now. You might not see it in through the tunnel right now, but once it's gonna eventually come, you just gotta keep faith and stay working on your craft and doing things the right way. And it always work out itself, even if it's something that you want right then and there. It's probably going to take years to come, you know, just to do certain things that a lot of people couldn't do and haven't done. It's a blessing. So you just got to learn how to just appreciate the things that are happening, not worry too much worried about the things that haven't happened. So I'm very proud of myself, and it's just having faith and just keeping faith and keep going, man.
Yeah, I mean, doing all that as well as completing university, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's great going. So with the pandemic and everything, as you mentioned before, it's sort of changed things up a little bit and everyone had to adapt. How could you tell us a little bit about your training regime coming into this season to get ready for this season?
My training?
Yeah.
Oh, man, like I said, a few months ago before all this is even thought of, I didn't know what was my next step. So, you know, that was one of the times as well, my brother and my mom even thinking like, man, you gotta get a job, things like that. And so I didn't really know what was gonna happen. I just left it up to God. I had just got done with the FCL. So I'm like, man, I don't know what I'm gonna do. I'm just gonna go and get a job and put a time limit on my football career, you know, just start working with my career. And Coach Calhoun just called me one day and it was like, you want to play football? Have you been training? I'm like, yeah, I've been training, but I was training, but wasn't training into like fact of every day. I was just training just to, you know, oh yeah, I'm gonna do this, do that. So I won't just stay, you know, not be on my tail the whole time. So I just train. Okay, good. I wasn't training like I was getting ready for a season. And then once it started getting more calls from David Drain and Coach Hatterberg, like, all right, now it's serious. So they really want me. I got to start training more. So start training. But to be honest, I just stayed in shape doing things. But once I got here, really, really set me to the point where I need to change my life around, you know, quit doing bad things like that off the field, you know, and take it more serious. So I feel like God set me down to make me realize, like, you need to take this more serious. This is what you want. You've been praying about it. Now it's time to get back to your old self and do what you're supposed to do, and everything will work out. So once I got here, got out the environment that I was in and things like that, I started doing things how I was back when I was my older self. I mean, younger self. Yeah, younger self, like in college and stuff. Not afraid to say stop. I stopped smoking, stopped drinking, started eating healthy, and just training every day and praying and working on my craft. And ever since then, since I've been here, it's been a blast. Been, you know, more outspoken and working on my craft all the day, every day. When we have practicing hard, doing the little things. When we have off days, still going to work out. So everything is just falling into place, man. And it's definitely exciting to see how far I done came and how far that my work ethic is taking me. So I'm just working out every day, training hard every day, even on practice days. You know, we only can practice 3 times a week. But definitely on the off days, every day, workout after the games. The next day, I go workout as well. So I'm staying in the loop of things, staying healthy, staying eating healthy, drinking more water, and just being away from those bad environments really helped me be who I am today right now. And that's why I say Germany is definitely was an eye opener for me to, because I was so used to being around those places. Like, it was easily go find whatever or drink and things like that, or just chill. Here, I don't know nobody as well as much, so all I know is to work out or watch film and do the right things, get rest and things like that. So it's definitely been a blessing, and that's something that God had to show me, you know. So when I do go back to America, I know how things are supposed to be done and to get where I want to go, and I can show other people the same thing that's also in those environments and things like that, or in the mindset that I was in when I was back at home. So it's definitely been a blessing and an eye-opener and a learning experience for sure, being out here.
Yeah, watching your first 2 games, whatever you've been doing is working, because 2 games have been absolutely mental. Brilliant to watch.
Go on, sorry, mate.
Oh, you got it.
We've got a friend for the Frankfurt Galaxy, Cadell King. He's played quite around the world now, and he was saying Germany's kind of got this really good, like, disciplined work ethic around the league. Do you kind of agree with that?
What was that? He got what was that again?
A really good discipline, kind of work ethic around the whole league.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, league is only going to get better. You know, this is the first year of the league, and it's going crazy right now. And it's only going to get better, you know, for guys like people that's already here from Germany and the imports that are coming, playing this league. They've been a great example, and it's only going to get better, man. And definitely excited to see what the future holds for all of our guys here. And it's only going to get better, you know, good sponsorship. We just got to keep advertising it and get more followers and things like that. But it's definitely been good for the imports and the Germany players as well, being able to play football at a high level. And the way they're doing it right now, the commissioner of the league and the football operation guy, and they're doing a great job keeping things intact. You know, it's really not too much of downfalls in this league right now. So it's definitely going well, and it's only going to get better from here for sure.
I was going to say, you kind of touched on my next question there, Ray. What have you found the main differences between playing at college football and playing for European League of Football, good and bad?
I say I start out with the bad and end with the good, but it's really not too – it's I mean, obviously, football in European is not one of the biggest sports in Germany. I mean, just in Europe is soccer. So, and soccer in America is like football, you know? So, yeah. The knowledge of the game, you know? Some German, don't get me wrong, some European players is smart as far as knowing how to play football, or just being a student to the game, or knowing like just certain principles and things like that. But just mainly the main thing, just the knowledge and the reason of why you're doing this. You know, it's always a reason of why this coverage is being called and things like that. So as it keep getting better and, you know, keep getting more experience and things like that, like I said, because some of the players probably haven't started playing football started playing football like when they was 12 years old, you know. That's in America, that's in America, in the United States, that's late, you know. we started playing football at five, six years old. So we started getting the technique down and being a student to the game at an early age. But like I said, that's probably just the main part of it. You know, they all football players. At the end of the day, you got to put your pads on, you got to hit. But just the importance of learning how to do certain things, and that's the reason why doing that, it get better. That's why I feel like this league right here is showing people that, oh, yeah, we have to, you know, we don't got to compete with nobody else, but we got to start, you know, trying to build our brand, and that's the only way it's going to get better. And better and better is just repetition and bringing guys like myself and other American players as well around the league to show certain guys how it is and things, how things is. So we're just trying to change it. It's just basically changing the structure. But I say the good is everybody's committed. They're willing to learn. You know, some people are quick learners. Some people are not so fast learners, but they're willing to learn, and they definitely got a work ethic, and they're willing to be great and do things the right way. So it's just a matter of time once we all be on the same page, and the league is going to take off how it used to be. You know, the European League back in the day was like top dog back in the day. So that's how we're trying to get it to it as far as right now. Trying to get it back to that. So it's just basically changing the structure, but that's a good thing. And another good thing is the fans are very committed, no matter if it's 2,000, 3,000, whatever the case might be, they're very committed. And we appreciate that. And football is definitely is going to be another sport that's going to be big out here for sure.
The leagues actually seems to be built for longevity as well. So it's not like I've seen in the past with the old NFL Europe and other teams where they brought in, no disrespect to them, but over the hill NFL players who are just there for the paycheck and they're just a big name signing. Whereas Elf has not done this. They brought in players, good players that have played in Europe already, and they're building the teams. So you can see that from the players, competitive play at the moment. And it's really good for the future of the league, I think.
Oh, yeah. That's another important fact. Like you said, back in the day, they brought people in, top players that were just in for the money. You know, I feel like people that we're bringing in now, they playing for the love of the game. So it's different. It's different. When you're playing for the love of the game, everything is going to be moved fluently. Like you committed, you're willing to help others. When you're playing for the money, you're willing to just, I'm doing this for myself. I'm doing this for the money. not too much. You're not passionate about doing. You're passionate about the money instead of the love of the game, and you can see a difference, you know. So I feel like everybody, the imports and things like that, we don't feel no better than anybody else. You know, we really into, we learning for the guys, the European as well. You know, we learning from those guys, and they learning from us. You know, we teaching them certain things, and they teaching us certain things, and we doing it for the love of the game, and. And that's what makes this league so much better. We all trying to teach the people, teach the our teammates and things like that, things that they don't know, and they teaching us things, but that we teaching us how to teach those guys, you know, teach their selves. And as I feel like it's very important for us to continue to do that and not get too big of. It's a me thing. It's a us thing. You know, we're trying to build a culture because, like you said, it's trying to make this a longevity type thing. So, to be honest, NFL or CFL or whatever, not going to work out. You have an opportunity to come out here, you know, mm-hmm. to come out of the country and see things, how things are ran out here. So, we got to continue to keep getting guys that's doing it for the passion of the love of the game, and it'd be well.
And I just want to say, you mentioned soccer as like the big sport, obviously. With the very big game last night, England-Germany, did you get hear any reactions from your team or anything?
I watched the game. So I watched the past two games of the Germany when they won last week against Hungary. That was my first time ever watching soccer. I was watching with some of my teammates. Man, I was impressed. I'm like, man, I like soccer now. You know, and them doing certain moves, being quick and stuff. I'm like, dang, I want to get like them and do certain moves, going out there outside, trying to act like I'm a soccer player and things. But I really enjoy watching soccer. That was my first time. So I watched the game yesterday, and I felt like I was a European. I'm like, man, I'm sick. I wanted to see how things was going to be here. You know, I did get a glimpse of, you know, I stay like on the strip and things like that. I stay in Cologne. So the bars and things like that, when those soccer teams are playing, it's just crowded, shut down, police everywhere, TVs outside. And it's just a crazy atmosphere, crazy atmosphere for sure. And yeah, man, I feel like I was a European for sure, seeing them lose, and I was mad about it. I just feel like, I don't know, they didn't have that fire to, you know, until England scored. And then that's when they was trying to, okay, now we need to go press the gas and try to score. I feel like they was just happy to be in it for sure. And, I don't know. I don't want to say that. I feel like they were scared. Cause I don't want to speak on it. I don't know how, you know, but I just felt like they didn't really press the issue of scoring, you know, until England scored, and then was like, okay, now they got to score and things like that. But I definitely was upset they lost for sure. I wanted to see them go all the way since I'm here.
I think Craig's
as the only non-English person on this podcast team, I have no comment to make about football since my team went out about a week ago.
Oh,
So jumping back to football there, in the ELF, as you mentioned, there's quite a lot of imports, quite a lot of American players. Do you have any past experience of anyone? Is there anyone you know you're looking forward to playing with, anything like that?
My boy, Marlo Franklin, me and him played in the FCF against each other. He played for Hamburg, the cornerback, and the American cornerback for Hamburg. He's real good guys with Quentin Pounds. You know, they train together mm-hmm. as well. But he also knows Steve Calhoun. He was his trainer as well. And he played at Steve Calhoun. Have a son named Nick Edom. He plays for the Dolphins. Me and him came out together. We trained together. But he also played with Nick at UTIP. So if we ever get a chance to go to the championship and things like that, and play each other, I'd be excited to play those guys. But I'm definitely excited to play every American and every team, whoever we play on the beat. I'm excited to play all those guys and just learn from them and get to know them. Oh, and I also know, sorry about that, my dog David Meza, he played for Stuttgart. We played at the FCF again. I can't wait to play them and take a picture with him and stuff like that. my boy Cal's Kitchen. We played them this week in Leipzig. Him and Omi the Homie, the wide receiver from Japan. I played with Omi the Homie at the Spring League, so I can't wait to play him. You know, get to see him, chop it up with him. And Cal's Kitchen, I played with him at the FCF as well. Can't wait to see him and chop it up with him and play against them this week. So those guys that I know personally, I can't wait to see them. But I'm definitely can't wait to see every team we play again and all the Americans and the Europeans just to be able to play them and do what we do. I can't wait to play all of them for sure, though.
Is Omi the Homie his nickname? That's quality.
Yeah. That's what we used to call him in the Spring League. That's my guy. Here we go. We go back for sure.
That's a great name.
So, what other cities around Europe would you like to see have an ELF team? Is there anywhere in particular that you're keen to go and visit?
Like I said, it's my first time, so anywhere is going to be exciting to me. You know, just to see how things are in another country or whatever. I already seen Poland. That was different, and I like that. But everywhere is going to be, I'm going to be excited to see and just to be able to say when I go back home, oh, yeah, I visit Hamburg. I went to Leipzig, you know, things like that, Frankfurt and things like that. But on the bye week, definitely trying to go to Rome. We already going to Barcelona, so that's going to be on the bucket list. I want to go to Paris, going to Amsterdam, just trying to fill up the passport, you know, stamp it up so I can have, it's going to make that passport kind of like a souvenir. So show the guys, show my family and everybody else back at home. Oh yeah, this is where I went, showing pictures and things like that. But we're definitely trying to go to, on the bye, we take advantage of it. Already going to Barcelona. So after Barcelona game, that's our bye week following that. So we're going to stay in Barcelona for a few days. See the city and stuff like that and go from there. But we're definitely going to Rome, trying to go to Rome. I want to go to Paris and London, obviously, because I want to see the Eiffel Tower and my last name, London. So I got to do that for sure. New Amsterdam. I want to go see everywhere I can go as much while my time is here.
Well, if you're ever over in England, hit us up. We'll take you around our cities.
No, yeah, for sure. Can't wait.
So back to football, who are your favourite players or role models that you've based yourself on?
All time or recent players right now?
Both.
My favourite player of all times, Damian Thompson.
Yes.
I remember when I was a kid, used to have the LTs, the LaDamian Thompson cleats in Little League. I always used to watch his E60, his games. He had the black visor. Used to flip that, do his celebration, flip the ball and all that. That was my favorite. He used to jump over the pile to get into the end zone. That's been my favorite player. One of my favorite players of all time, best running back of all times to me. I'm a Steelers fan, so I love Jerome Bettis.
Steelers fan.
Yeah. The people that I look up to right now, basically the guys that I know personally, it's in the NFL, so like Montez Sweat, Malik McDowell, those D linemen. Montez Sweat played for the Redskins. Malik McDowell played for the Browns. My boy, one of my close friends, KJ Hill, me and him from the same city. You know, he's younger than me, but I look up to him. I admire all those guys. And who else? Elijah Moore. He just went to the Jets. Jordan Scarlett. And the list goes on and on. Nick Bosa, Big Bosa, we played together in high school. Just the guys I went to high school with in college, if I left names out, they know who they are, Spartan Dogs, Tennessee guys, and St. Thomas guys, and all that, and people I grew up with that got the opportunity, Damon Arnett and things like that. Those guys that I know personally and know they went through the same thing I went through. You know, It wasn't an easy road for them, you know, and just to see where they came from and how hard they worked and things like that. I look up to those type of guys that I grew up with, and it's just a blessing to see how far they came from football into being in the NFL and things like that. So I definitely look up to all those guys that's that I done played with for sure. That was like my role models, even if younger or not, you know, just to see how far they came. Like I can actually say, oh yeah, man, I went to school with those guys. I seen how hard they work. And a lot of them got different stories. Some of them, you know, Nick Bosa and Big Bosa, they got a football family, but I can tell you they journey wasn't as easy as it looked. You know, everybody have a hard, you know, come up or whatever the case might be, but they probably make it look easy, you know, being top dogs in high school, all Americans, and went to college first round and things like that. But it's not hard doing the same thing over and over. That's working out and doing that. So I admire those type of guys that really stayed down and worked hard and did what they supposed to do. And they made it to the big league. Some of them had to go a different route, JUCO, things like that. And they still made it to the NFL. So I look up to all those guys. If I didn't mention none of them from some of them from the Spartan Dogs, they know who they are. I look up to those guys as well, even if they're younger or older. I'm just proud of them, and they inspire me to keep going for sure every day. And I definitely got to say my boy James Crawford, he's one of my closest friends as well. You know, he was battling injuries and things like that. He played for the Dolphins, the Green Bay Packers, and those type of guys inspire me for sure to keep going every day.
That's awesome. Final question, really. Why should our listeners support Cologne over any other team?
Why should y'all?
Why should our listeners support Cologne?
It's the greatest team ever, man. You know, first team. I don't know. I mean, we're good. We're good at what we do.
You got nice jerseys. I like them.
Yeah, we got nice jerseys. You'll love Cologne if you come here. And, man, we got it's a great atmosphere for sure. And we're going to do great things this year as well. But most importantly, man, we just love the game of football. So it's going to be a lot of excitement both sides of the ball this year for us. And we're looking forward to do great things. So that's why you should be the fan of Cologne football for sure.
Give me very modest there as well. I'll say it. They've also got a running back that's run for 621 yards in 2 games, 7 touchdowns, and 13.8 yards per carry. So that's one reason to support them as well.
Got it, but I gotta give the credit to my O-line, my wide receivers for making it way much easier for me. And I wouldn't be able to do it without those guys. And it's a blessing to have those people blocking for me for sure. So I definitely gotta give all the credit to those guys.
Oh, good man. And just some final, like, silly ones towards the end. Just going to ask you 5 questions. The context is you're on a desert island for a year and you only get to bring one of each of these things. So what is the one meal you want on demand whenever you want?
Every day?
Every day.
Oh, it got to be probably some soul food. Favorite, I don't know if y'all watch the team takeover. My favorite is pig feet, brown beans, and cornbread. But today, shout out to Miss Barbara. We went out to eat today, and I ate grill hogsen or something. I'm saying it is pig leg.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm saying it right. I forgot how I said it. It's a pig leg, big meat. It's like toast, like it's grilled, smoked or whatever, and it's hard around the edge, like outside, and it's just the meat. The pork is pork. But I definitely have that again. I probably say, yeah, it had to be soul food, so I use that pig leg as the soul food. That's my meat, but I have like macaroni and cheese, candy yams, greens, cornbread, or something like that. Just to, you know, you can, and also it's not going to be gone within a day or two. You have a lot of leftovers, so you can,
yeah,
for a whole week or a week and a half for the food, just as long as you have some good beverages to make it, keep it cold and things like that. But it'd definitely be soul food for sure.
And we will get to beverages. But first, what is the one album you're bringing?
Album?
Musical album, yeah.
My favorite artist right now is Rod Wave. I don't know if y'all heard of him, but it's Rod Wave. So I probably definitely listen to Rod Wave, his album Soul Flies. I listen to him every day. You know, I feel like he's talking to me. You know, I like people rappers that I like right now are rappers I can relate to, you know, talk about the struggle, things like that. Somebody like, they say a line or a verse, and I'm like, oh man, I felt that one. I've been through the same thing when he's going through, you know, he's talking to me type thing. So I definitely, I listen the right way for sure. Keep me going and keep me motivated.
Okay. You get to bring one celebrity with you. It can be a dead celebrity, but they will be alive on the island.
Dead celebrity.
They can be alive as well.
Live. Okay. Trying to think.
We've had some of the quarterbacks say they're going to bring Tom Brady with them.
Be a celebrity. Okay. I bring Kobe Bryant back, man. That's my favorite basketball player.
I think that's the best answer so far.
So it definitely be Kobe Bryant. Miss him daily, every day. Like I knew him personally. You know, he inspired me to keep going. You know, I remember watching him, watching his highlights and interviews back when I was younger. And I wanted to be just like him, even though I was a football player. But at the time, I kind of felt like I was a basketball player as well, because I was good at basketball back in the day. But just taking his work ethic and the things he did on and off the court and just his mindset, man, it's far nothing. And, he's the best player to ever play. In my eyes, even before his death, I always felt like he was the best player to me. And I always still argue to this day that he's better than Michael Jordan and LeBron James. And what set them apart was his mindset and his willing to win, his grit. And I definitely bring Kobe Bryant back, man. Miss him daily. And that's my guy, though, for sure, Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, that Mamba mentality.
Yeah.
You get to watch one sports team for the entirety of the year.
I watch. Not too big on sports right now. Can it be like older days?
Yeah.
Kobe Bryant. I watch Kobe Bryant all day, or it'd be LaDainian Thompson games all day. But I say Kobe Bryant for sure. I watch him playing, winning championships, doing this, biting this shirt, all that, just all over again. Definitely Kobe Bryant. Or I say the Pistons, because the Pistons was my favorite team with Chauncey Billups.
Okay.
Tayshaun Prince and all those guys, Ben Wallace, Rasheed Wallace, and all those guys, Richard Hamilton. That was my favorite team, so I definitely watched them as well.
Pistons fan, okay. And finally, except for water, which you've got, what is the one drink you are bringing?
The drink that I bring, probably some type of juice, probably cranberry juice, orange juice, some type of juice, just to keep it going. Because obviously you're gonna drink water, but it definitely probably be like cranberry grape juice or something like that. Yeah,
I like cran grape. I mean, that's all the questions we've got for you. Thank you so much for coming on. Is there any kind of anything you want to plug, any socials, any shout outs?
Oh yeah, man, shout out to Little Rock, Arkansas. That's where I'm from. I love y'all. You know, I'm gonna continue to keep doing what I'm doing, making the team better, and continue to have be an impact on this lead and be an impact for my impact on my teammates as well. You know, teaching them, learning them, and them teaching me. Shout out to my mom, my whole family back at home. Love y'all. I'm gonna continue to make y'all proud. Y'all the reason why I'm keep going hard. And follow me on Instagram @MadreLondon, MADRE LONDON, and follow me on Twitter at Madre London, MADRELONDON. And go Satarians. We're going to continue to keep trying to win and do great things for this league. And this league is going to be where it's supposed to be this year and beyond. So I appreciate y'all for having me out here, and got to give a shout out to my O-line and my wide receivers, the coaches, and the fans that came out this weekend. You know, we want to continue to have that great atmosphere, and it's going to be great this season for sure. And thank y'all for having me out here for sure.
Oh, no, mate. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. We'll keep, we'll put a link for all his socials and stuff around here. So thank you, Craig. And make sure you check out our website, That American Football Show. We're on YouTube, and you can find our socials at TAFS_UK. Again, they'll be dotted around. One last time, thank you so much for coming on. Hope you absolutely smash this season. I know we'll all be following you with great intent, and hopefully we get to talk to you again sometime.
Oh, yes, sir. Thanks for having me, man. My pleasure. It was a blessing to talk to you guys. Hopefully when I'm out in London, I can meet up with y'all guys in person for sure.
Absolutely, yeah.
Sounds like fun.
Thanks to all our listeners for listening. Make sure you head over and check out our friends at EP Sports for all your NFL and equipment needs. And we will talk to you next week.